Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. And now, without any further ado, I am going to do something that has become somewhat of a tradition on KFOX, and I am going to make a phone call in case you are not aware that sometimes I make phone calls on the station, and no one ever knows why I make a phone call, but I usually... Hi, this is Farley.
Hi, I heard you on K-Raw.
Yeah, I'm on K-Fox live right now, Julie. Can I talk to Dad, please?
1 minute.
I heard you. That's good. Real good, Julie. Yeah, anyway, we're calling up my dad because my dad, Fred Malaris, has reached another echelon in his life, and because we love the moon children, I'm going to do a topic on astrology as a lifestyle of your life. So we're going to talk about using astrology. Happy birthday, Dad. Dad, are you there?
Hi.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday in front of all of Southern California, because you are my dad, and I love you, and you're the best dad who's ever lived.
Thank you, Farley. You're my favorite son.
Really? Am I your only son?
That too.
Well, Dad, it's been a interesting life for both of us, and we've had lots of fun.
Fun, but it's been a very, gratifying life.
And you're, as usual, you're working. You're supposed to be retired, but you're at your post.
Oh, I'm at my post, and I'm attending to it very diligently.
What post position do you have, Dad?
Well, I have the inside post position on the rail called the CEO.
CEO. And, Dad, that means you're 7 plus 4 equals 11, 1 plus 1 equals 2. So
that's a natural in anybody.
You're 2 years old this year.
Right. I'm a natural tonight. This year I'm 11, 74.
That's right, 74 years young.
Right.
And I love you. God bless you, and let's have a good time. Tomorrow's your real birthday, but I wanted to call you and wish you a birthday, happy birthday live, because I love you.
Thank you, and I love you, and we'll go for it tomorrow and try to get it done.
That's right. Tell Mom I love her, and happy birthday to her, too.
All right.
Okay, Pops. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, why not use the show to wish the world's best daddy a happy birthday? And, you know, I realize the significance and importance of being 40 and still having my dad around, and I really feel blessed because I know I've experienced many people who have experienced a passing of their folks, but mine are still around and they're having a great time, and I recognize that as a blessing. So happy birthday, Pop, and may you have many, many more birthdays and make them be fun, comfortable, and happy. Okay, Southern California, this is the TGIF edition of the Astrology Hour, and I'm going to talk about astrology as a lifestyle today, because some people get so into astrology that they spend their whole day considering what's going on, what's wondering what's happening. Well, number one, you know, if you are the type of person like I once was and still am, who wants to make astrology a very vital, important part of their day, then there's a few pointers that I want to let you know that you must do, I feel, to really totally adhere to astrology as far as a lifestyle. Number one, you never ever want to take anything in astrology as negative, and you never want to take a look at any of the natal aspects in the chart, squares or oppositions, which are known as afflictions, and I'm aware that that seems a bit negative to call them afflictions. Some people call them affections, or some of the hard transits you might go through. You never ever want to take this stuff in a negative sense. Do you know why? Because all we are really being asked to do, no matter what happens in our life, is let go. The secret to life and the mystery behind the happiness in life is never really ever getting adhered to any one thing for too long. Because in astrology, what we talk about is we talk about an effect that happens at birth to the baby, a metaphysical electrical charge that affects all of our cells and basically lets us know what kind of vehicle we're going to have, what kind of magnetic vehicle we're going to have to attract certain people and certain elements to us during our life cycle. Now, the reason why these people and these elements are attracted to us is because it is all a grand test. In other words, from the moment we're born, we're given our parents, we're given our family, if we're lucky, of course, we're given our friends, our culture, our our religion, our environment, and the schooling, and also the neighborhoods, the residents, the career, whatever. Notice how everything is constantly being brought to you, or you bring it to you yourself, just like you were a magnet. It's funny, when I was a kid, I used to love to play with magnets all the time. Isn't that funny? And I used to always carry them around with me in my pocket. And because some of the classes were so boring, I had nothing better to do than take the magnets and hold them out in front of me. And sure enough, if you held them one way, they would, you know, stick to each other. And if you had them held them another way, there'd be like that secret force that would repel them from the other. You know, what's funny that life is a constant test where we are constantly being tested to let go of everything, no matter what it is. You know, and the thing is that we do get attached and we do become more fond, of course, to certain people in relationships, and we do get attached and become fond to money when we make it, or property when we buy it, or families when we create them, and we get bonded and attached to our friends and also to our parents, you know. But if you do live and you are healthy and you do survive, then everything in your life will eventually pass out of it. Okay, it will be gone. And the hardest part of life that I have found is being unable to let go. And let me tell you something. Letting go sounds simple, and it sounds easy. But if you talk to someone that's coming out of a long, arduous marriage situation, or if you talk to someone, for example, that has lost a child, or that has lost a parent or a friend through death, or a career, you know, that's lasted most of their life, then you'll become aware that life is not that easy, and that when we do live life, there are things and there are trials and tribulations and tests involved in life that are difficult, that are concerned with letting go, that oftentimes if we get all wrapped up in it can cause the system to break down or malfunction. You know, when you hear about people having a physical trauma or an emotional or mental or nervous breakdown, then oftentimes it's due to the fact that they've taken something or someone in their life too personal. And the wonderful thing I like about astrology is that astrology will really pinpoint this electromagnetic response that will affect us our whole life. And it will also pinpoint the types of people that we will attract to ourselves, the closeness in the relationships we might have with our friends and family or parents, the closeness and the obsession we might have with our career and money and power. And by following the planets in the sky and how they trigger the planets in your chart on a daily basis, and also by judging compatibility with people you might meet and people you might have known or your relatives or friends, and by being able to watching the phases of the moon and being aware of the moon wobble and the void course moon and also the retrogrades, and being aware of the different types of energies that affect us on a daily basis, is what I call incorporating an astrological lifestyle to your life. It's like by now, it's second fiddle for me. It's second nature for me because I have this job as being astrologer on KFOX, right? That I am literally able to focus on a regular basis as to where the planets are and how they're affecting me and everyone I know. Because at this time, I've gotten to a point in my growth astrologically that I have nearly everyone I know and all their charts memorized, to a point where I'll know when they're having a transit and also know what to expect as far as a behavioral response or a change in the behavior affecting the relationship they might have with me. I become aware of the choices and the options and the potentials available to me in career. I become aware of my investment potentials and my overall financial setup. I become aware of my spiritual growth and my self-esteem factors because I can follow all these things astrologically. Well, like I said at the very beginning of this topic, if you really do want to incorporate astrology in your life as part of your lifestyle, and astrology is not a religion and it is not black magic, it is a science, it is a human behavioral science that has been handed down to us from Atlantis. And it is used to help understand people and human nature and the obsessions that we have and how to process the obsessions and let go, and when the timing is going to occur when we will be tested with whatever we attract magnetically speaking. So astrology is a wonderful way to understand your magnetic structure, how you attract people and things to your life, why you do and when you do, and then what to do in case they are repulsed or repelled from your life, which usually is what the case is. I find that people and situations are very much like magnets, almost exactly like magnets. Did you ever notice in your life, like I use that example, that when you hold the two magnets together and you hold them opposite polarity, that they will attract? But you ever notice how ridiculously easy you can take those two magnets that are so close and so binding and so tight together and just turn one of them 180 degrees around, and suddenly they are repelled? And, you know, the universe works just like that. It's that simple. The universe works as simple as magnets do, which means that as easy as it was to attract anyone or anything or any situation in your life through a certain cycle you go through, just by making a 180-degree turn, then that very same energy can be repulsed and repelled from your life. And that's when we're left holding the bag. You know, my philosophy is to not have too many expectations. In other words, be prepared for things to pass in and out of your life, because that's what happens. And then reduce your expectations. That way, you reduce your disappointment factor. You also reduce your stress factor and your depression factor and your anxiety factor, because those of us that live with high levels of expectations and dreams, and also high levels of what we would call idealism, are people that are usually shattered, are stricken during these astrological effects that occur. So, you know, learning astrology is fun, and it's basically easy, and you can follow it day to day. And basically, you know, you start off with the natal chart, the astroscope chart that we talk about so many times on this show. By having that birth chart, you know what your charge is. You know, learning the astrology natal chart and knowing more than just your sun sign is absolutely critical in understanding this magnetism that I talk about. Because rising sign, you know, and people say, what's that? Well, it's the sign. It is the area of space. It is a stellar constellation of stars that happens to be on the eastern horizon when you're born. Okay, that's why they call it rising sign. Like, I'm a Leo. So if I was born at sunrise during Leo time, then I would be Leo rising, because the sun is located in the constellation of Leo. And then 2 hours later, the sun, you know, 2 hours after sunrise at around 6 to 8 a.m., when it goes 8 to 10, the sun along with the sign of Leo has risen, so the next sign following Leo is on the horizon rising, and that's Virgo. So babies born 2 hours after sunrise would be Leos with Virgo rising, if they were born around the time I was. And then another 2 hours later, we get into my segment, because I was born between 10 and 12 at 11:21, and so the sun's almost up to the midheaven now. In fact, it is, and Libra, the sign following Virgo, is on the horizon. That's why I am a Libra rising, because I was born with the sun in Leo, and it was up top at 11:21 in the morning in St. Louis, and on that hot summer day, August 11th, 1948, and Libra was rising. So you find out your rising sign, and the rising sign being the single number one most important part of any astrology chart can sometimes overwhelm even the sun sign, and that's why I keep telling you, get your chart done and learn your rising sign, because it's the most important thing when it comes to astrology. Okay. Then you find out things like your moon sign or your emotional factor and your Mercury sign, or how you think, how you communicate, your Venus sign we talked about this week, your tenderness factor, and your Mars sign, which is your battery, your life force, your sex drive, and your Jupiter sign, which is your philosophical angle. And you can read this entire magnetic structure of a baby and understand how they will respond their whole lives by just having that natal chart. See, and when you have your chart, I do advise everyone to try and memorize the 11 factors in their chart, which would be sun, moon, rising locations, and then Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto locations. And if you memorize that, then you'll have your chart in your brain, just like your social security number or your telephone number. So wherever you go, you'll be an astrologically aware individual. Okay? And so by having those planets in your head, or by having your chart, then you have the starting point of knowing your vibration, of knowing your magnetic response to this dimension, to the people, to the planet, and everything in your life. So, you know, what a lot of people do is once they have their chart done, they follow their transits, because transits are an important part of the science of astrology, because the way astrology works is that once you have the natal chart, or the fixed location of the planets when you took your first breath, actually your magnetic response for your entire life, this magnetic response is literally triggered, and you are impelled to make certain choices and to do certain decisions and to bring certain people into your life, okay, at certain critical cycles in your life that we call transit cycles. And typically, when planets in the sky, right, the moving planets that never stop, we call that the clock of the zodiac, when they get to certain parts of the universe and trigger the planets in your chart. You know, like if something is in the sky in Leo, over where my sun is at birth, then something's going to be happening that day in my life concerning a Leo 9 matter in my life. See what I mean? So really knowing and being aware of where the planets are, in any given moment is called using astrology as a lifestyle, because you are actually programming your choices, your decisions, and understanding some of the cycles that you're about to be affected with to start teaching you how to follow your transits so you can understand the cycles of life. You know, and you pick up little things here and there. You take the classes that we offer, and you also read the books we recommend, and you take up maybe the meditation, and you start using astrological philosophies as a lifestyle. Before you know it, a lot of things that happen in your life that before were like what you thought were random are totally explained. And then you become aware of these trials and these tribulations and these tests that you constantly put yourself through, that we can also call karma, because whenever you create something that you get too obsessed with, or you create something in your life that suddenly is more important than your own spirit, then that is what I call a karma, because there's a price that you pay whenever you place priority on something beyond the spirit. That's why you suffer when things end in your life, or when they're taken in your life, or when they pass out of your life, because of the pain of loss, because of the pain of what you feel, a void or a vacuum or a vacancy. And, you know, the whole secret here is learning that everything in the universe is inside of you anyway, and there is no loss. The loss is the illusion. Okay? And astrology is the test or the vehicle that allows us to learn about this system and overcome the illusion and eventually plug into the oneness that we all share. See? So letting go in the physical or letting go in the conscious mind is all part and parcel to understanding that there is no loss, that everything is reserved and retained in your heart. Whether it's the memories or the spirit, the truth is that you are really the universe. You are really the God force. You are the center of the universe, and everything is part and parcel to your own center, which means the only way you ever lose anything is in your mind, is that you visually feel a loss or you see a loss in this dimension, and the third dimension being one massive hologram anyway, is all part of the test and the illusion, and all these people and places and things that we place so much importance on, things that we don't think we have, things that we need, and things that we create, are really always there. But once we have them, we think like, wow, we finally have it. But we really don't, because we've always had it. And when these things pass out of our lives, we get embattled by it, and we feel afflicted by it, and depressed and upset, and have to go through an incredible emotional process. What I would think it'd be better to do is let go of the physical and the conscious effect, and then withdraw within into your spirit life, into a meditative state, and feel this oneness, and feel the fact that there really has not been any loss, because everything lies within the self. You know, and that's my philosophy that works for me. And like I say, it is never, ever easy to let go. And even though we are constantly embattled with this need to let go of things that either don't work for us or aren't good for us or bring us pain or are things we must let go through loss or death or whatever, are situations that we literally are forced to overcome in order to become stronger, in order to understand the entire system and how it works. And that is the secret to evolution, or what we call evolution of the soul. So, you know, living in astrology lifestyle explains the process, this magnetic law of attraction and repulsion, and explains the obsessions and the need for letting go, and also helps explain to us the growth and evolution from overcoming this pain, which lifts the awareness level and obviously, evidently, allows us to understand the system as a whole in so doing. And that's why I think astrology is such a wonderful gift to us here in this dimension on this planet. You know, living a lifestyle for astrology lifestyle is not for everyone. And some people that find out that you're into charts or into reading your transits or looking at compatibility may think you're a little odd. But you know what? Those very same people will come to you when you're in trouble. And when they're in trouble, I'm sorry, and they'll come to you for consultation. It never fails. So many people of the Astrology Hour that listen to this show dedicated, and they're loyal, and they take notes, and they have massive notebooks, and they live the astrology lifestyle, are not aware of it, but they're all teachers, and they're all counselors in their own right. And every one of us is being prepared for an incredible burst into the new age. And those of us that are using astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness as a lifestyle right now are going to be the ones that will be turned to for assistance, help, and advice in a very short time now. So if you really find yourself into this, and you find yourself interested in astrological charts and services or whatever, then you better believe that you're somebody that's involved to sink their teeth and feet first jump into this new age movement in a really big, special, pure, innocent way. You know what I mean? Because when I first started studying astrology back in the early 70s, I never ever believed, if anyone would have told me, that I would be here on the radio teaching it in the 80s, but here I am. You know, so one wonders what's going to happen to all of you. Maybe by the year 2000, you'll all have your own seminar groups, your own classes, your schools. Who knows? But, you know, you can't get it started unless you start with step one, and that is getting your chart done. And just suffice it to say that don't worry about people ridiculing you or making you feel guilty or negative or trying to make astrology a dark or negative thing, because it's not. It's a science that interprets the vibration of this dimension with the human being as a focal point of uniqueness, okay? And it is a tool, it is a key to help us understand the oneness of God, the messianic qualities that we all share by understanding and defining this uniqueness that we have all chosen. So if you are an individual that gets into astrology and metaphysics as a lifestyle, you know, I realize some of you will be in it for a while, then you might duck out, then you'll come back and you'll duck out because it can get intense after a while, so you need to give yourself a break once in a while. But many of us do remain in it or come back to it, and there's a purpose for it. Some of us were not born just to test ourselves over and over again with these obsessions that we keep losing and keep having to struggle through and experience pain from. No, the reason why our souls incarnated in this life cycle right now is because we have something to do. We have a debt to this planet and the people on it. And we've come back here as teachers, not as hoarders, and not as people that want to create power. Isn't it funny? A lot of us that are new agers out there own all this real estate, have these big bank accounts, these fancy cars, these car phones, and we get wrapped up in the individual mission, and then we go through incredible, excruciating pain connected with all of it, and we wonder why. You know, and then you turn around and you look at it all again, you say, well, maybe I wasn't here for the money. Maybe I'm here for the love. Maybe I'm here for the compassion and for the spirit. Maybe in order for me to overcome this reincarnation cycle and allow myself the qualification of having an existence beyond the third dimension into a higher realm that is void of pain and anger, void of hate and negativity, and is totally blissful and happy, maybe I have to do something that is more than power and money and lust. Maybe it's something that is of the spirit. And that's what the lifestyle, the New Age lifestyle, astrologically and metaphysically, is all about. You know, it's finally defining what your purpose and your mission is and doing something about it. You know, for me, it was a lot different because I am so sensitive to pain and so vulnerable that this was by far the course of least resistance. So I just had to embrace it all and adhere to it because I want to have fun and I want to be happy and I enjoy bliss and happiness and low stress lifestyle. Hey, I've been partying here. You know, I'm not somebody that takes drugs, but I am somebody that knows how to party in the spirit. Okay? And that's what it's all about. You know, there is a blissful vibration you experience once you embrace this lifestyle. So I do love it. I dearly love it. And that's why I salute all of you that have jumped into it.